This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee heard stunning testimony Thursday from a gynecologist who did well over 1,000 abortions. Dr. Anthony Levitino reconsidered his position on abortion after his daughter's death and stopped doing abortions. He supports a bill in Congress seeking to ban abortions, perhaps nationally, after 20 weeks gestation, based on pain by the abortion victim. A noted scientist also testified that 8 weeks gestation is the threshold for pain. Weeks after the IRS scandal erupted over its targeting of pro-life and conservative groups, the woman who earlier this week both said she had done nothing wrong and refused to answer questions before Congress has been put on administrative leave. Life News has been informed that mounting allegations demonstrate the agency's abuse of pro-life organizations. Pro-life advocates are pursuing a ballot measure in Michigan to stop taxpayer funding of abortions there. The measure is necessary because the governor vetoed a bill there that would stop taxpayer financing of abortions under Obamacare. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A baby whose windpipe kept collapsing has been saved by doctors who used a 3D printer to print him a new airway. As his body grows tissue around this new piece of technology, the scaffold will dissolve into the body, allowing the boy to grow normally. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.